Shoes. Recorded live.
Now just think, 5 years ago we couldn't do this. And it's just another way to spend some time together. Isn't this wonderful? Okay.
Awesome.
Welcome to Roni's Own Radio. The show that breaks all the rules, including the one that says that to be a successful podcast, you must have a one-topic show and be on the same night in a consecutive time frame. I do none of those. My show is a multi-topic show whenever I want to do it and whenever I want. So anyway, we still have people that show up, and I'm happy about that. So anyway, tonight we are going to trudge again into the wild and woolly world of the online game show. Now, this whole concept really came from Mr. Nathan P. Butler, because he said that people are rewarded for being talented or good-looking, but not smart. So I had this idea a long time ago, is to combine fun with learning. So, you know, we do a little bit of movies, we do a little bit of states of the country, and all this kind of stuff. So anyway, we're going to mix it up tonight, do a lot of different things. So that is the goal of tonight. And so what I will do is try to wax poetic and ask the questions. And what's funny is, even though I know the topics that we're going to be talking about, I don't know all the answers. And so it's funny, you know, that I, like, wrote the agenda of the show, and then when it comes to me, I'll, like, can I pass? Because I don't know this stuff. So it is kind of funny. Mr. Your Buddy Bill, sir?
Yes, sir.
Trash. Yes. Do you want to kind of keep in track of who's who in the zoo and keep moving forward, or do you want me to do that?
I will try to keep track of the animals on the boat, Noah.
All right. Good. Okay, so what we're going to do, we're going to get started, and what I'm going to do is start by giving a topic, and we'll just kind of go down the line, and we'll name off the, you know, whatever we need to do. Now, here's the thing. We're not giving away a car. Oh, I know. Everyone's upset. So let's have fun. You know, we're going to kind of give everybody a little fudge room and this kind of thing. The key is to have fun, but also to, you know, test your wits. Now, you know, we say don't have Wikipedia open, but, you know, the likelihood is, you know, the government probably knows that you have it open. So, you know, anyway, if that helps you, then that's fantastic. So as we begin, just a little tidbit is we watched The Birds yesterday. And so that gave me, yes, Al Gore does know. Yes, wits. I'm a half wit. So we're going to start with Alfred Hitchcock movies. So, I'm going to start, by handing it off to Mr. Jeff, iSci-Fi TV. Let's name off, Hitchcock films.
You know, every time I look over a building towards the ground, I get really sick and I get vertigo.
Nice. Very nice. Mr. Tony G, sir.
Yes, sir. One of my favorites was Rear Window.
Excellent. Excellent. Very good. Mr. Buddy Bill.
Rope. The Rope.
Rope. And does anybody know what really set that film apart from any other film? Jeff or Tony?
Which one, Rope?
Yes.
I think I know.
Okay. Go ahead.
Was that the one where the camera was on for a consecutive shot without cutting for a very long period of time?
That is correct. And they cut on when they zoomed in on the back of a person or on black. Does anyone know what video also employed that same trick or concept.
Music
video? Yes, a music video, very popular female singer.
I'm just going to guess Brad Benatar, but I can't think of what.
Actually, no. Bill or Mr. Jeff?
I have no idea.
Okay. Bill?
Reba Franklin.
Reba Franklin? What? Who's that?
Aretha Franklin? Reba McEntire? Pink?
Right. Yeah, okay. Janet Jackson. She shot a music video, and I can't remember the name of it, but it was shot in the Big Time in Little China, that movie. It was on that set, and they shot just these huge long sequences, and they cut on black and, you know, kept going. It was very interesting, but, yeah, they employed that same technique back in the 80s, back when I had a mullet and more hair on my head. And one of these days I'm going to be like The Edge and U2 and just wear a hat all the time. And I'll have to have a hat for, you know, really dressed up occasions and a hat for casual. You know, it's kind of like those pants, those stirrup pants. Every woman wears stirrup pants all the time. And this one woman wore them 5 days a week. And I kept wondering, do they have dress-up stirrup pants? Did they have special rhinestones? Oh, those are nice stirrup pants. Those are for church, you know. And then they have, you know, like blue jean stirrup pants. I just wondered about that kind of stuff. I don't know why I started talking about that. But
Do they have maternity stirrup pants?
They could. And they probably could have little messages that when you stand up, it says one thing, and you cross your legs, it says something else. I don't know.
Inflate to 35 pounds.
Well, yeah, okay. I did not say that, ladies and gentlemen. Anyway, you're listening to the Handball Podcast. Now, here's the thing: is I'm going to say Lifeboat for a Hitchcock film. And now, Mr. Jeff, Mr. iSci-Fi TV, it is your turn.
North by Northwest, one of my favorites.
Very good. What was one of the flubs in the movie that you remember?
Aside from the music being extremely loud compared to the dialogue, they kind of bothered me. No, Mount Rushmore.
Okay.
There was no ledge for them to actually sit on where the woman eventually fell towards the end. If you haven't seen it, oops.
Okay. That's a good one, but there was two actual flubs during the production of the film. One was the mic boom was in the shot in one scene in the lodge. And then there was another scene where a gun was going to go off within the lodge, and you watching the little kid is plugging his ears right before the gun goes off because he knew based on the rehearsal of the scene. So anyway, just some trivia. So we do a little trivia with the game show so we don't have to change the graphics and stuff. So we need a little trivia now and then. Okay, Mr. Tony G, sir.
Yes, sir. I missed the question because there was a plane passing by.
Oh, okay. No, we were just talking about film flubs within North by Northwest and if you knew of any.
If I knew of any there, no, I don't think I've actually seen that one. I've seen the famous clips from it, but I don't think I've ever gotten to see that film.
When you see it, go ahead and email me, and we'll chat about it.
Sounds good.
Okay, so you have another one.
I do. A flub from a Hitchcock film. I can't.
Well, no. Give me another Hitchcock film.
Strangers on a Train.
Strangers on a Train. Black and white. Very good. That was one of Bill's favorites.
Absolutely. Is it really?
Okay. Now, we are going to switch gears, and we're going to name TV shows that were made into movies. We'll just keep it moving, keep it changing, keep going. So,
does it have to be that way, TV show, then movie? Not movie, then TV show?
It has to be TV show first, then a movie.
All right. Thank you for the clarification.
You may go ahead. Your buddy Bill.
Gilligan's Island.
Okay.
That's not a movie.
That wasn't a movie.
Hey, come on. Escape from Gilligan's Island. Return to Gilligan's Island.
The Harlem Globetrotters.
Globetrotters and Gilligan's Island.
On a small technicality, I'll let him pass on that.
You mean, are you saying big screen movie or just a movie in general?
Big screen movie.
Okay.
Oh,
well,
okay. I'm sorry. Scooby-Doo.
Oh.
Okay. Scooby-Doo. All right. I will say Car 54, Where Are You?
Oh, goodness. Wow.
That was a horrible movie. Well, you know what, Ben? There's Dragnet.
Yes.
I was just thinking
yes.
that. Entertaining.
Mr. Tony G, sir.
Oh, and the Brady Bunch.
Brady Bunch, very good. Mr. Bill.
Flintstones, meet the Flintstones. It's a really bad movie.
They're the modern Stone Age family.
Yeah, they were very 60s.
I'm going to go with Bewitched.
Oh, yes, Bewitched.
They made a movie of Bewitched? Who'd they have play?
Nicole Kidman.
Yes, really? Nicole Kidman. And,
how did that work out? Yeah, I'll talk about that offline, I guess.
You didn't see it. Okay, Mr. iSci-Fi TV, sir.
Well, I'm trying to think of some science fiction ones, but Superman.
Yep, okay. Cool. Mr. Tony G, sir.
I would say the Addams Family.
Addams Family, excellent. Mr. Your Buddy Bill, sir.
Okay. The TV series and the movie had a different name. But the TV series was Firefly, and the movie was
Firefly. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, very good. Now, we're going to do kind of an open-ended topic this time. I'm going to say, let's name games in alphabetical order. So we're going to be very...
I just want to bring everyone up to date on the score.
Okay,
so far,
yes, sir.
Far, Mr. Morris is losing, and everyone else is tied for first.
Wow.
Okay, just wanted to bring you up to date for scores in case that matters in the way you do your strategy for the next round.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Jeff. I'm sorry about that. All right, so we're going to go with games, and we're going to do an alphabet challenge. So I will start with A. And, my gosh, see, it always happens. Asheroth something.
Asheroth's Call.
That's the one. That's,
what was it?
Yeah. What he said, Asheroth's Call.
Microsoft Games. Hey, there's Baldur's Gate.
Okay, excellent. Mr. Tony G.C., sir.
Yes.
One more time?
Chess.
Oh, chess. That old game with the board and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
That thinking game. Okay.
You have to name games in alphabetical order.
Yes, sir, your buddy Bill.
Games in alphabetical order. You should have heard the part. What's the letter I'm on? Is it D?
D, like dog. The bounty hunter.
I'm going to say the game that most of the Lord of the Rings fan club members know how to play, and that's Dungeons and Dragons.
Yes. All right. Let's see here. The letter E and Earthworm Jim. It's a video game.
Yes. Awesome. That gives me F for Far Cry.
Yes.
Now, buddy Bill mentioned DDO, or Dungeons and Dragons. I just did a story on game addiction 2 weeks ago.
Hmm. You?
Yeah, I was actually able to save. I made my saving throw and avoided playing any video games over the weekend.
All right, Mr. Tony G., you have the letter G, strangely
letter
enough.
G for G. G, that's a good one. No idea. Go, go, robots. I don't know.
Okay. That sounds good to me. Okay. It sounds like a cartoon name or something. I don't. Was there a Gigantor game? I don't know. Okay, Mr. Your buddy Bill H.
Hungry, hungry hippo.
Okay.
Yes.
Right, the old game that's played on the way anywhere, I Spy.
Oh, wow.
With my own eye. J for me is Jax.
Jax. All right, Mr. Tony G, the letter K.
K?
Yes.
Well, no, Cracker Jack starts with a C. K is a good one. Kaboom?
Kaboom. Yes. Now, okay, somebody help me because there's someone else on the line, but my screen has not refreshed completely.
It could be Saweetie.
Okay. Yeah, it's Cooley.
All right. Saweetie.
Hello?
Hello. Okay.
I'm having a little trouble logging in for some reason.
That's fine.
I'm getting via the phone, but I can't get on the computer.
That's fine. No problem. We are doing the letters of the alphabet challenge and for games. And it's really a wide swath of, you know, what you can choose from.
Is there a limitation on what type of game?
No. When you say something that you think is a game, okay?
Okay.
All right. So, and we're on K, and then Mr. Buddy Bill has a letter L.
Come
on,
brother.
One more time.
Lasso your little brother.
Oh, come on.
Rope, you twirl it around your head, and then you lasso your little brother.
Oh.
It's
Bill, you mean you wouldn't follow a bunch
of
birds up a cliff?
Or Lemmings. That was a video game.
Okay. Lemmings. All right. Now, Saweetie, the letter
yes.
M is in whatever.
As in Mary?
Mm-hmm.
Or Mahjong?
Yes, Mahjong.
One of my favorite games, actually.
Okay. We'll do one more and we'll switch it up. Never Wind, right? Isn't that one of those World of Warcraft things?
Is it Never Win? Never something. It's Never Something.
It's like
never,
a D&D
never
Winter. Never Winter.
Well, here's a big hint for you. Futuristic science fiction book was made into a game, both board and computer.
Started with an N.
Yeah, with an N, like Necromancer.
Ah, yes.
And I'm not on Wikipedia either.
Well, I trust that anyone has an iSci-Fi TV show knows what he's talking about.
Yeah.
I can trust you. All right. So now we're going to shift it up a little bit. We're going to change it up a little bit. We're going to get serious. So what we're going to do is we are going to go by the states of our wonderful nation so close to 4th of July. And here's the thing. We are going to name in alphabetical order the states. Obviously, there are some states that don't have, know, the letter that it starts with, okay? So we'll pass, okay? But what we want to do is name the state and then name the capital. This is going to be pretty, pretty tough. So do your best, you know, and if somebody else knows it, let's kind of give hints, because that's, we want to try and do the best we can. So we'll start with A, and then we'll, you know, so we'll say the state, we'll try for the capital, okay? And we'll work until we get the capital, and then we'll do another state and all this kind of stuff. So I'm going to need, you know, Colleen and Bill to kind of go in the background and kind of make sure that we're fine. So, you know, whatever you need to do, that's fine, because we want to make sure that we get all the states and capitals and do the best we can.
Oh,
so, okay. Mr. Jeff, iSci-Fi TV, sir, let's start with the A's. State first.
I sucked at this, but Alaska, capital Juneau.
Okay. Excellent. Alaska, Juneau. So, Mr. Tony G.
Yes, sir. The B. Is there one with a B?
There's a bunch with A's.
Yeah,
there's actually four A's, if I'm not mistaken.
No B's.
No B's.
You want another A?
Yeah, another A, because technically, actually, Alaska is actually the second in the alphabetical order, but...
Right. I would say Alabama.
That's number one.
Okay. Any idea about the capital?
As soon as we say it, well, I'll know it, but I can't think of it offhand.
Perfect. They marched on it. People marched on the Capitol once.
Yes, they did. In addition to the fact that there is an actress whose last name is also this, and she played a witch.
Okay.
If you don't know your...
I'm going to say Hamilton if you say that, but...
For your history, you can always refer to sitcoms of the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
Yes.
Montgomery.
There you go.
Ding, 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 ding.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I'm helping.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. But, again, that's kind of what this is, you know, trying to help each other out, but also, you know, do the best we can to name the capitals, because the states pretty much, you know, keep the state. But capital. Okay, so we have Alaska, we have Alabama. This is your buddy Bill. Let's give it a shot.
Okay. Now, I'm going to let Sweetie be the referee. I'm going to close the list. And I'm going to preface this with, in fourth grade, we had a test where we got 1 point for listing each state. 1 point for listing each state's capital, and spelling didn't count, thank goodness. And 1 point for putting the state on the map.
Right.
150 points total. I went home with a whopping 23 points, and I thought I pulled the wool over my teacher's eyes.
Wow.
Now, since then, every about 10 years, I get together with myself in a ball of JD, and I try to recreate that exam. And I'm consistent. I'm really good at this. You know, I mean, for years, I kept saying, oh, yeah, you know, and over there above West Virginia, that's the state of New England. Boy, I was let down to find out they're all individual states. I was surprised. So, are we still on the A's, or have we moved on to, like,
the
Y's or something?
There's two more A's.
And I'm going to miss, I'm going to mention Arkansas.
There you go. That's one of the A's.
And I'm going to say Little Rock.
That'd be correct.
Excellent.
All right. Okay, now I have one. Arizona.
Uh-huh.
And, no, but I skipped over you. Oh,
that's
well,
right.
You're after me. Okay, Arizona. The obvious one sometimes is not what it is, and that's what's tough about these. I'm going to go with Phoenix, though.
But that is correct.
Okay, excellent. Okay, now so we, you got to close
now,
your eyes.
Now, the C's, because there are no B's. The C would be California, and it was Sacramento.
But you need to pronounce it California.
California.
Right. Make Maria
proud.
Say it again. California.
California.
Okay.
Is that a pretty good Arnold? It's actually a very sucky Arnold, but anyway.
I thought it sounded good.
All right, okay, Mr. Jeff, sir.
Colorado.
Yes. Capital of Colorado, and the capital would be?
What's the capital of Colorado?
I was going to say Denver, but that's one of the largest cities. I can't remember.
And there's Denver.
Oh, Denver. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so C.
There's another D.
Okay, we're doing C though. Okay.
Oh, you're right. Wait, let me think though.
California, Colorado.
Connecticut?
No.
Oh yeah.
That's the place where David Letterman gets tickets.
Connecticut, yeah.
Canada, it's the 53rd state. Up there.
No, that's Puerto Rico.
Chicago.
Okay.
Not quite.
All right. So is there another C?
Yeah, Connecticut.
Connecticut.
Ah, yes. Okay. But it was Tony G's turn.
So he just faded out there. We're still in C or do we move?
Yes, yes. Connecticut was tossed out there.
Connecticut. Yeah, that because I'm I'm throwing this. So it's late here. Let me put that one.
Okay.
Richfield. I don't know.
Any helpful hints, sir?
Yes, please.
Anybody?
On Connecticut?
Yeah.
I'm like Bill. I got a 23.
No.
More than one city?
No, it's one city. What the hell? Oh, I know what it is. Okay. Okay. If you split the word in half, the first half is an internal organ. The second half is a brand of car.
Kidney Ford.
Not quite, but you're on
Gerald
the right
Ford.
Track. What Ford?
Gerald Ford.
Oh, an internal organ. He wasn't an organ. He was a president.
Ovary Azuzu.
Oh, you boys.
Oh, my heart's funny. Killing me.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Okay, Hartford.
Hartford, excellent.
I was going to say Bridgeport, but anyway.
Good clue, then.
No. That's a good guess, though. It is Hartford.
Okay.
Are you asking me?
Yeah, I think we're done with the C's, right?
I believe the C's we're done. I think we're done. And yeah, I'm just not gonna connect tonight for some reason on the thing. I'm only gonna be on the phone. I'm just having some serious trouble with my
Oh, I
anyway.
Go after Tony.
What?
I go after Tony.
Yeah, so it would be Billy Bob.
Okay. I get stuck with Delaware.
And there's Delaware. And what's the capital?
Yeah, good point. Potomac?
No, Cliffs of? The White
Dover?
Cliffs of Dover, yes.
Wow.
No, that's very nice, though.
Now it's time for Saweetie.
Now it's time for me. And, let me think. There's no E, but there is an F. And that would be Florida. And the capital would be Tallahassee.
Wow. I mean, because you would think it would be like Orlando or something.
Or Miami. No, nope, Tallahassee.
Right. Okay. All right, so it's me now?
Yes, please.
All right, so, okay, Florida, I don't think there's another F.
Nope, G to you.
Nope, G.
G, all right, G. Georgia, Atlanta.
Mm-hmm. Very nice. Let's see, is there another G?
Is it Mr. Jeff I Sci-Fi TV?
Yeah, it should be H's now, like Hawaii.
Yes.
There was almost a Franklin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
For a while, that was going to be a state named for Benjamin Franklin. That didn't work out.
Yeah, but it ended up being a capital. Ooh, we'll hold on to that thought for later, won't we?
All right, so Hawaii.
Honolulu.
Okay.
Yes. There are no more H's, but there are a few I's. Three.
The I's have it.
And whose turn is it now?
Mr. Tony G.
Me? I'll say Iowa.
Iowa, uh-huh.
Leave me with the capital of Iowa. Is.
Yes.
I don't
capital
think we speak capitals. What's that?
Do you speak French at all?
I can understand a little.
Well, the capital has a French name. And let's see here.
And it isn't Paris.
There's a river named after it, too.
I was going to say, is it something like Iroquois or something like that?
No. It's two words. And it's the largest city in Iowa. And let me find my translator. Hold on one second. Trying to...
Let's toss out the first letter.
First word starts with a D, second word starts with an M.
Ah, you got it?
No, not at all.
Okay.
D, it should be D-E-S, I thought.
Oh, Des Moines.
Yes.
There you
Des Moines.
Go. Good. Excellent.
It means the monk.
Ah.
The monk?
Hmm? Yeah. Monks, as in, you know,
okay.
Catholic monks. I don't know the history of the city, but that's what the French translation is, the monk, or monk, the plural of monk. Anyway. Okay, so that's one I. Who's next?
Okay. Is it me? No.
I'm going to go for Illinois, and I'm going to say the home of the Simpsons, Springfield.
Yeah, that is correct.
But is that the Springfield they're from?
Oh, now, see... That's another one where you think it was Chicago.
You'd think so,
yeah,
wouldn't
for
you?
Some reason they don't correspond with what you're thinking, it might be.
Right.
Yeah. Well, kind of like here in Orange County, you would think that the city of Orange is the county seat, but it's actually Santa Ana.
Yeah.
Oh.
Is it me?
We're assuming so.
It's Snoop, okay. Jeffy, Jeff.
All right, yeah. In the his house for shizzle. Let's see. I'm going to say, okay, Iowa, Illinois. Are the I's done?
Nope. One more.
All right, Idaho, Boise.
Yes. Boise. Boise.
City of
Boise. That's good. That's good.
Okay. True story. I went to Boise. We're not going to talk about why. I went to a comedy club, and I saw a comedian that taught the crowd how to play. Now, I know this is going to sound bad, but this is what he said. Butt darts. What he did was he listened to me. It was kind of a workout routine. He was clothed, and he put a quarter, you know, in there, and he clenched together, and then he stood over an ashtray, and he dropped quarters in there. And that's what he taught the crowd during his comedy routine. And, of course, I never forgot that. And, of course, his running gag was he would pull this invisible hair out of his forehead, and he just kept doing it like, you know, he keeps finding this hair. He's a really funny guy, and, of course, I never forgot about him. And, you know, butt darts. So you're going to try it when you get home. That's what he kept telling us. He was right. He was right.
Nice.
I won it. This whole big ashtray up, and we didn't sleep, and it was, yeah, fun. Okay. Sorry.
I am never going to ask you for change.
Yeah, no kidding.
I'm never going to change.
Now, whose turn is it now?
That'd be me, Indiana.
That's right. And what's the capital?
I'm thinking Indianapolis.
That would be correct.
Hey, DeBose is going up. We could unmute him.
Who just joined us?
Devotion.
Oh. Hello, Mr. Dave, sir.
Hello.
Okay.
Well, he's not on a computer. He might not know he was unmuted.
Okay. I'll give him a little time. Oh. Okay. All right. So... Who is it now? Is it was
Echo 3's turn?
Yes, sir. Mr. Tony G.
Okay, and we just finished Indiana. What are we on J now, or?
Are there any states of J?
I don't think there are.
No. Are there any states of K?
Okay, Kansas comes up.
There you go.
That's right.
And I'm just gonna. I'm first guess out of my mind is Wichita, of course.
That sounds right.
Is what is it?
Wichita.
Wichita. I'm gonna have to say no to that.
No.
I'm sorry.
See, that's the first thought that always comes to mind. Is the.
Yeah, and it's funny because in some states it's very obvious, and others you're just kind of like, say what?
Yeah, where'd that come from?
Yeah, no, the capital of Kansas begins with a T.
Begins with a T? Topeka?
Mm-hmm. Topeka.
Okay.
That'd be correct. Okay. We got our K out of the way. Any other Ks? Anybody want to venture a guess if there's another K? There aren't any more Ks.
Trick question.
Okay.
I'm sorry. That is not true. There is one more K. Oops.
One more K.
There's one more K.
Okay, well, we'll do this last one, and then we'll shift to something else.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't want to go through all 50 states now?
No.
Well, all right, then.
Because I have something more tougher, but it'll be very apropos. So, anyway.
Okay, this one will be a fun one, especially if somebody doesn't know right off the top of their head what the actual capital is. It'll be fun trying to get somebody to guess.
Okay. Is it my turn?
I don't know. Somebody's turn. Can't be mine because I already know the answer.
My turn.
Oh, how about Kentucky?
Kentucky.
Ah, there you go.
Now, what's the capital of Kentucky?
Chicken.
No.
What are you, Colonel Sanders? Are you chicken?
Yeah, no, it is not.
Don't call
and
me
it's
chicken.
Not Elizabethtown for you Orlando Bloom and Kirsten Dunst fans.
All right.
It is another name for hot dog.
Hot Dog Castle.
No.
Major Burns Bunker.
Frankfurt.
Frankfurt.
That is weird. They should change that. We should pass a law that it should be something else.
You know, initiative okay. Referendum and recall. We could start a referendum to do that.
Excellent. What now, what we're going to do is kind of in mass, you know, together. We're not going to have church, but we're going to work with the group here. What I'd like us to do is name the presidents in order from the beginning. And please, let's not weep and say who should have been president. Let's not do that. Let's just name who was elected, however it happened, coin toss, whatever. It doesn't matter. Just we'll start at the beginning and work our way forward. This is tough, too. It's not easy. So, Washington.
Adams.
Okay. Adams. Jefferson.
But let's clarify which Adams are we talking about.
John.
John.
Really? Yeah, it wasn't Samuel Adams.
Well, Quincy wasn't for a while yet, right?
Right.
Okay.
Quincy was John Quincy, by the
Adam.
Way.
Okay. Okay, so we got Washington, Adams.
But again, there was another Adams, so you got to be very specific which
right, John Adams.
John about.
Adams.
All right. George Washington, John Adams.
Thomas Jefferson.
Three. Thomas Jefferson. Okay. Four.
Is somebody double checking this? Because I'm trying to look at the list myself. Right?
Was John Quincy after Jefferson?
He would have come soon because it was.
It was about the fifth or so. Because he's Adam's son, so he would have been
okay.
Somewhere on there.
Yeah,
we had George Washington, John Adams, Thomas Jefferson. Who was number four?
I was guessing John Quincy Adams.
I'm afraid he's not till a little bit later.
A later. Okay.
It's a little bit later.
I'm going to guess Monroe.
Actually, you're close. Before Mr. Monroe, there was Dolly's husband.
Oh, James Madison.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was thinking Parton.
And then you listed James Monroe.
Okay.
And then we have...
Well, then I'm going to guess it's Quincy Adams there.
That would be John Quincy Adams.
Okay.
And then we have...
What number are we up to?
Number 7. 1829 to 1837.
Howdy, Dave. How are you, sir?
I'm okay, thanks. How about yourself?
Good, good. We're
doing
the, no problem. We're doing the unthinkable. We're trying to work together to name the presidents in order.
Yeah, and I've just been learning a song that names the presidents and now I can't remember any of them.
That's fine.
We got to get that song.
To ensure.
Come by for study hour once a week here and try to memorize that song together.
I, Sam, the American Eagle, am proud to present.
Okay.
Okay.
President number seven. Let's see. There's a town in Wyoming.
Casper.
That this president's last name is the same as...
Oh, Jackson.
Yes.
Andrew Jackson.
That'd be the one. If you know who his vice president was, you'll know who president number 8 was.
Wasn't he succeeded by Johnson or eventually?
No, he was not, actually.
Jackson.
Was that Tyler?
You are so close, but no.
We're in the 1800s there, right?
This gentleman probably, to give you a hint, this gentleman probably had Dutch heritage.
No idea.
Think of anybody you know who's Dutch. Think about their last name.
Now, let's not stereotype people here.
Okay.
I'm serious. If you look into his history, I'll bet money he was Dutch.
Okay.
Do you know anybody maybe in the rock world, a very popular band, that if you look at their, you'll go, oh, my God, they're Dutch, duh.
Van Buren.
Thank you.
Excellent.
Yes.
Excellent. Very good. Very good.
And
all
then
right.
We have?
Short timer, Mr. Harrison.
Yes. who was succeeded by his vice president. And, William, this is a cheat for you because you know somebody who's – you work with somebody or worked with somebody whose last name is this.
Thanks, sweetie. I happen to know this one because someone mentioned it before, and that's how I remembered what the one before it was, because I always thought that was pretty much a raw deal that, you know, you don't even get to live out a whole year of being a president and a bachelor. You got to figure that would have been great time.
He was inaugurated March 4th of 1841, and he was ousted April 4th of 1841 because he was killed. So, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he didn't get to, it wasn't the White House. He didn't really get to enjoy being president.
He had a month of being a president.
Probably mostly paperwork.
Yeah.
On the other hand, that's a month more than I'll ever see.
More than a lot of us will ever see. That's true. Okay, so who succeeded Mr. Harrison? The tragic Mr. Harrison?
Cleveland.
No, too early for Cleveland.
Too early for Cleveland.
This is 1841 to 1845. Let's see, who do I know that has his name that we could, or that I, how can I?
Tippecanoe and blank too.
I don't think.
Now it's Tyler.
It's Tyler, John Tyler. Yeah.
Great. Okay.
Yes, the next president was well, he was a little bit of a dot on the map of history.
I think he helped build up the Navy a bit, but
maybe, I don't know.
He'll build a place where?
He's thinking he'd help build the Navy.
Oh, build.
I don't know about that. Actually, you know, say yay or nay to that. I don't know his history.
I threw out a
little hint when I said that he left a dot on history.
Oh, that was bad.
Well, I could have said pig in a.
Oh, okay. Okay, which one is this one?
This would be James K. Polk.
Okay.
As in polk dot?
Right.
Ah, okay.
Okay. Polk.
There was my hint.
Yes.
Okay. The next president?
What year is it? And kind of.
1849 to 1850. He wasn't in for very long, not even a full year.
Oh, no.
He apparently was a military man. And let's see. I don't know. Maybe he was a tool man?
Taylor?
Yes, Zachary Taylor.
Tool man, I can't believe I got that hint.
I thought she was implying that he was tall, but saying it with a like some sort of New York accent or something. Maybe he was a tool man.
No, he was. I was trying to get at Taylor, and then he was succeeded by his vice president, who he had kind of a funny first name and kind of a dorky first name, I guess. I don't know.
I think there's a comic strip named after him.
Grover Cleveland.
No.
Too early for that.
Way too early for Cleveland. No. This
last name starts with an F.
His last name starts with an F. I believe there's a character in The Simpsons who has this name or a similar name or the first name.
On a blank. That's easy for me.
Fillmore.
That'd be the one, Millard Fillmore.
Fillmore.
No. Oh, it's Milhouse, isn't it? That's the character on Simpsons. Yeah, anyway. Okay, how about number 14? Number 14 Okay, bye. It was very direct.
Very direct, you said?
Yeah.
Yeah, no one passed the buck.
Not quite there. If it's you, if it's who you're thinking it is, I don't think that wasn't him. I think that was somebody else.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Hawkeye.
Yes, thank you.
Pierce.
Yes, Franklin Pierce.
Franklin Pierce.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Help me out here. Oh, I'm sorry about that. Okay, so you're good then.
Number, President 15. Because we all know who the 16th president is, right?
The 16th, we know.
Yes.
Yeah. So the guy before him.
Monroe, no.
No, Monroe was back to you.
Okay, sorry.
Grover. Cleveland.
No, Grover's not. Grover's coming up a little later there.
You know what?
Like the 1880s.
What?
This is embarrassing.
It is.
1861.
It's hard to say in them in order. Honestly, nobody makes us learn this in school.
I bet if we were in an English-speaking country outside of the U.S., studying America, they'd know it backwards
Absolutely.
And forwards.
Well, sure.
Well, I think that's part of the citizenship test of naming them in order.
Yeah.
Well, I'll give you a little hint. Our 15th president's last name sounds like an old, Civil War weapon. Half of it. The second half of his last name.
Buchanan.
Thank you. Yes, James Buchanan.
Okay.
Then we have our 16th president, everybody all at once.
Lincoln.
Douglas.
Lincoln.
Douglas. It wasn't about who should have been president.
I just remember there was a debate. I don't know.
Yes, there was a debate. Famous debate. Now, who succeeded President Lincoln?
Andrew Johnson.
That is correct.
Right.
And then after him,
Ulysses
a very great
Grant.
War general. Yes. Yes. Ooh, somebody's up on their Civil War era.
Dave Cleveland.
The era that we're all from,
Yeah, Reconstruction. Okay.
Or someone's on the USConstitution.com.
I see.
Yeah.
Well, close one eye or something.
Yeah, no, President number 19 might be a little foggy.
Might be a little what?
Might be a little foggy for you. Not coming in quite clear. Get a very formal first name.
Mister?
Company that used to make modems.
Robotics? U.S. Robotics?
That's robotics.
Mister U.S. Robotics.
Yeah, before them.
Yeah, no, I'm gonna say none of that too.
He wasn't clear.
Nope, Cleveland's not. He's not for a little while.
No, you said he's not clear.
Are we in the 80s yet? 1880s?
1870 to 1881.
Oh.
Yeah, it's Hayes, incidentally.
Oh.
Yes, Bert B. Hayes.
That's cool.
Hayes, come on.
Man, that's the stuff, man. Setting up the codes and everything.
But what's really cool about this is a lot of this stuff that we'll remember, can't see clear. Oh, Hayes, and that's really the key to, remembering this stuff. So anyway.
A good song or mnemonic is going to help us out in a few weeks, I think.
Say what?
I said a good song to help you us do this, or some mnemonics, would be great.
Yeah, that would be really fun. That would be really fun. Okay, President number 20. Cartoon cat?
Garfield.
That'd be the one. And then...
Is the next one Teddy Roosevelt?
No.
No!
Damn. Now I think it's Cleveland.
No.
No, you're off by one.
Right. You're off by one.
Ah.
This one has, he has two first names. His first name and his last name are both also first names. And you could have actually interchange them, and they would work just as well, both as last names. I know that really didn't help you. It's a
Dudley Moore.
No, you know, yeah, kind of something like that. Similar in that. But yes, that would work too. Oh, that's a good hint, actually.
James Monroe?
No. James Monroe was back a ways there.
Okay.
There's a shop in Disneyland on Main Street. A clothing shop.
Yeah.
And same first name as this president.
A clothing shop.
Yeah. Another word for your bicep or your pectorals?
We can't say that on the internet.
Yes, we can. We can say whatever we want.
Right.
Chester something?
Yes.
Chester Arthur.
Chester Arthur.
Oh my gosh, that's a footnote. Wow.
Isn't that a footnote? And by the way, the name of the shop is Chester Drawers, which is kind of funny. Anyway, President 22, let's all say it. Y'all been
Grover
wanting
Cleveland.
To say it. Grover Cleveland.
Makes me think of the Muppet.
Yeah. Now here's number President 23.
Remember the Maine?
Huh?
Is it Teddy Roosevelt?
No.
No.
All right, wake me up when it happens.
I got my mind set on.
It'll be about 12 years.
There was a president earlier who had the same last name. This gentleman also might have been one of the, maybe he was the Lost Beatle.
You didn't catch my singing hint, huh?
Got my mind set on you, yeah. Harrison.
Yeah.
But this one is
William
Harrison. No, that one's the first one. That
Harrison
was
Ford.
Benjamin.
Benjamin Harrison. And then the next one is...
Grover Cleveland
again.
Woohoo! Good for
Woo-hoo!
Him.
Woohoo! Go Grover, man.
And what were the years on his second term?
His second term was 4 years. His first term was also 4 years.
Right. I'm wondering what years were they?
His first term was 1885 to 1889, March 4th,
okay.
Both years, and then again 1893 and then 1897, and March 4th on both years.
Wow.
Okay. Thank you.
Wow.
You bet. Let's see. Our next president, number 25.
Teddy Roosevelt.
Had no.
No, you're still
had,
off by a few.
Please, man. He had. There's a mountain named after him.
McKinley.
Yes. William McKinley. Number 26.
Go ahead, Bill.
How about
on,
no. How about the Rough Rider Teddy Roosevelt?
That would be correct.
No, not yet. Really?
Remember the Maine.
Really?
Because I knew it was in the late 1890s because...
Actually, it's not. I'm afraid I'm going to have to disagree with you. It's 1901 to 1909.
What?
I talk softly.
Oh, because the battle. Yeah, that was before he was president. Not while he was. He wouldn't have ridden in a charge on a horse when he was president.
Wait, didn't Roosevelt take over when McKinley was assassinated in 1901?
Yes, September 14th, 1901. That is exactly correct.
Well, then who was president from 1897 to 1900?
McKinley was.
McKinley was.
Vice President was Hobart.
McKinley was assassinated in his second term?
No, McKinley would have been assassinated. Yeah, I don't know if he was assassinated in his second term or if he was, because he was supposed to be, I don't understand that whole logic, but he was inducted into the office March 4th, 1897, and he left office September 14th, 1901.
Okay,
he was
then
Republican.
Yes.
He... That's all I know.
Okay, well then, yeah, I know he was assassinated. He must have been assassinated in his second
yes,
term.
Yes, he was. Yes,
I thought he was assassinated in his first.
And then Roosevelt was September of 1901 to March 1909.
Right.
Yes, McKinley was in his second term. Yes, he started his second term.
Then I got a side question for us that we probably can't answer.
What's that?
If the president-elect, say on March 3rd back then, the one who was going to be inaugurated gets assassinated, is it his vice president who gets inaugurated, or do they say, wait a minute, Mulligan, do over?
Yeah, that's a good question.
I don't know that they ever considered it back then.
Because if they're not sworn in, I mean, it's not like the order of succession applies, I would
say. No, but here's an interesting thing, and I'll bet you this will come into play. So McKinley was inaugurated March 4th, 1897. He served his term, probably was reinstated again for a second term, March 4th of 1900. But here's the thing. His first term, his vice president was Garrett Hobart. When he was inaugurated again, his vice president was Teddy Roosevelt. So my guess is that Teddy would have taken it on right from the beginning because he was elected with him. So he would have done it. It wouldn't have been Garrett Hobart. It wouldn't have been some other guy. It would have been Teddy Roosevelt. He would have just started his term earlier.
Because was the practice still held as late as then that the vice president was coming from the opposition party? Because I know that held for a while as opposed to being a running mate.
That I don't – well, tell me. Was Teddy Roosevelt a Democrat or a Republican? He was a Republican, and so was William McKinley.
Okay.
At that point, he was a Republican, but when he ran again in 1912, he was an independent.
That's probably very true. But as far as the history goes, while he was vice president and president, he was a Republican both.
Yes.
There you have it.
Cool.
Okay. So Teddy Roosevelt, and then after Teddy Roosevelt.
So this is the president when Wilbur and Orville flew at Kitty Hawk.
Probably.
Willie Taft?
That'd be the one.
Oh, my gosh. Big Willie.
Good job.
Do you suppose they called him that?
I wouldn't be surprised if the journalists of the time did. He was a large man. He was larger than I ever was, and I was large.
Yeah, he's a pretty big man. But you know what? I'm betting his wife called him Howie.
And she probably had a big old list of honeydews for him.
Either
if there's your president, doesn't mean you can leave your socks on the floor.
Either that or she called him Big Daddy.
Well, there we go. We've got a whole new skit to do for Ear Giggle sometime.
He actually got stuck in the White House tub because he was so large, so they ordered a larger one.
Wow.
He weighed over 332 pounds.
Woo, he was a big man.
It's funny, I just said that and my wife yells, Taft.
Oh.
That's pretty awesome. Okay, so now we're in 28th president.
It's over.
What?
Woodrow Wilson.
Woodrow Wilson.
Ah.
And after Mr. Wilson was?
Calvin Coolidge.
No, we're missing one in between.
Ah.
Woodrow and Cal, Big Cal.
Calvin, no.
It's really not that hard.
Warren Harding?
Yes.
Wow.
Your hints, sweetie, are so special.
I don't want to give too much away.
Anybody got any Kool-Aid?
What? Oh, come on now. Okay, let's sweep this puppy up with the next one after Coolidge, because we already named Coolidge. So the next guy after Coolidge?
Herbert Hoover.
That'd be the one. That would be the one. And then we have our 32nd president.
Four times over.
34th, 35th.
I'll give you the date. March 1933 to April
1945. Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
FDR.
Roosevelt, yeah.
FDR,
right.
Baby. FDR.
The last president to be able to do more than 8 consecutive years.
Yeah. And then after Mr. Roosevelt, we got...
Well, now it starts to get too easy.
Harry S. Truman.
That's okay. It's still, you know what, it's kind of interesting to see
how
accurate we are on this.
And you know what, his middle initial F stood for?
S. He had no middle
S.
name.
It just stood for S.
Oh, interesting. There you go. After Mr. Truman, we had...
Dwight David Eisenhower.
Yeah.
That would be the correct answer.
I like Ike.
Everybody liked Ike. And who did we have for his... Oh, who did we have for his vice president? Who was his vice president?
I am not a crook.
That is correct. Number 35, president number 35. John Fitzgerald Kennedy. Excellent.
Of course. And then, of course, it was supposed to be Nixon, but they lied about the results.
Well, yes and no, because according to this, it was Mr. Kennedy's. Never mind. Anywho, yeah. So, who is Mr. Kennedy's successor?
Lyndon Baines Johnson.
Oh, and he got a bad, bad term to serve, man.
Yeah, he did. But he managed to be in office for quite some time.
Now, the next president is the Simpsons reference of Milhouse that you said earlier.
Yes. I knew it was one of those Mill names. I couldn't remember. I'm not an avid Simpsons watcher, as y'all know, but. Mr. Nixon, and then after Mr. Nixon, we have...
Our only non-elected president.
Ford.
Mr. Ford. Which, here's a little tidbit of information. Who was his vice president?
Nelson Rockefeller.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, Rockefeller.
Wow.
That's a nice poll. Very nice poll.
Wow.
And then we have, after Mr. Ford...
James Earl Carter.
The peanut farmer himself.
That's right.
Mr. Peanut Man.
Jimmy
Carter. And then we have...
You can't say his name without saying it like that either.
We have who?
You can't say his name without saying it like that.
Right.
Ronald Reagan.
And then after Mr. Reagan, we have...
Bush 41.
Bush what?
Bush 41.
41 is the 41st president, Mr. George... H.W. Bush, which stands for what?
Herbert Johnny Walker.
I don't know about him. We know about his kid, but anyway. And then 42 is?
Ron.
Slick Willie.
Slick Willie, the $3 bill.
My kid had the Incredibles on a little loud.
His term expires January 20th of
2001.
2009. He leaves
off.
Oh,
I'm sorry. I thought you meant Clinton.
Yeah, no. We have, interesting. There are interesting little side notes that I didn't read because I didn't scroll to the bottom, but there were several gentlemen who died in office of natural causes. We had 3 who resigned. There was 1 former Democrat who ran for vice president on a Whig ticket. He clashed with Whig congressional leaders and was expelled from the Whig Party in 1841. I believe that was Andrew Jackson, but I could be wrong. There were 4 that were assassinated. And Abraham Lincoln and Andrew Johnson were respectively a Republican and a Democrat who ran on the National Union ticket in 1864. Interesting.
Verily,
okay.
It is true.
So that's it for the president so far, huh?
That's it for the president.
Okay, Let's go ahead and wrap it up for tonight. And
who was the tallest president? Hmm?
Who was the oldest?
Tallest.
What was it? Was it Abraham Lincoln?
It was.
Oh, the tallest, yes.
And I thought that might have been a trick question because he always looked tall because of the hat.
No, he really was. Okay. Wasn't like 6'4". He was really tall.
Okay, so what I tried to do, especially tonight, is to, you know, obviously show the tough thing that even though we live in America, we love freedom, you know, we, you know, really want to do the best we can to be, you know, learned, open up on things. It's still, just like we talked about it before, that other countries know more about our history than we do. And that's a shame. And that's kind of what I was trying to point out tonight is that, I mean, maybe you can look at it and you can say, well, you know, who cares about the, you know, 8th and 12th and 15th president? Well, you know, but they serve their time. It's part of history. So,
And other countries, a lot of them know, you know, more about theirs too. I mean, imagine if you had to memorize all the kings and queens of the British Empire.
Right.
And all of its previous incarnations.
So anyway, you know, obviously we had a lot of fun, but, you know, we also, you know, realize the fact that there's a lot of things that we don't know about our own country that we live in, about our own country as far as states and capitals. I mean, those are pretty basic things. So anyway, thanks so much for showing up, for being a part of this, and we will do more trivia games and you know, just always check talk.roniezone.com. I'm going to say that one more time, talk.roniezone.com for the upcoming shows. And, you know, bring somebody else along, or two or three or ten people next time.
If you have ideas for topics for the I Know trivia game, email them to roniezone@gmail.com.
Yes, and Mr. Boshin has sent a couple as well, so we will begin to put those all into play because it's all interesting. And even tonight, you know, when you may have thought it was kind of dry or whatever, some of the hints will probably help you remember. And then as we started talking about it, you know, we all kind of worked in some little tidbits about what we did know about the presidents and that kind of a thing. So, again, thanks so much. I wish everybody a great 4th of July. I know it's, you know, a couple of days away, but have a great 4th of July. Think about the goodness of this country as well as, you know, the challenges that we face right now. And so this has been Roni's Own Radio. I know. Trivia game show. You can email us at roniezone@gmail.com, and you can also visit our website at roniezone.com. Thanks so much for stopping by. Please join us next time. Thanks. Bye.
Good night. Take care.